The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell & Company. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Feeling kind of lively this morning in the studio. I got my friends from Connell and Company here, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben. Got lots to talk about. They have a special guest, and I'm going to let you introduce your guest. James is here. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Angela. Hey, Angela.
Good morning. Will Maben here. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yes. Tell me, what's happening in the realty world, and who is your guest this morning?
Well, it's an exciting time in the realty world, and we have a guest today is James Stair with Quality Roofing. James just happens to be my go-to on anything roofing.
Okay.
So, you know, when the experts have an expert, he's my expert.
So we have a serious Pensacola experts panel with a
yes.
capital S. On this
yes, we do.
So if you have questions about roofing, about realty, these are your experts this morning. 850-437-1620. Best way to get your question on the air is to text it on in.
Oh, we'd love to have all the questions today.
Yes.
We've got a list of things that we are going to ask James about. He's going to be in the hot seat for a little while.
Okay, good.
Especially with the way roofing goes in Florida. And just a reminder, hurricane season just started.
We call right. that the H season.
Yeah. Right.
We don't use the H word around here. So
well, I just want everybody to be prepared.
Absolutely.
Right.
No joke.
Will,
no joke.
Definitely in the summer, that's where I'm at always, is the hot seat up on the roof because it gets pretty hot up there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's my dad joke for the day.
So maybe the thing to talk about right off the bat is preparation and what we can do, especially if you haven't really even looked at your roof. Like maybe you haven't even scraped off some of those leaves yet. Maybe now's the time to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, that's definitely, I would say that's probably some of the last things on people's list to look at would be what kind of condition their roof is on. We do offer a pre and a post hurricane inspection. So before the storm hits, we can come out, identify any weak points in your roof. We can also have before pictures. So should the H word happen in our area, we can have before pictures for after or before what your roof looked like. And that's puts you in a better standing with your insurance company to show like, hey, you know, my roof wasn't in bad shape before the storm hit. And this is what it looks like afterwards.
That's,
half of my roof laying on the ground.
That's so smart. So, and so like a common sense thing. And but I've never done that.
Now that I think about it, I'm thinking that's dumb.
You absolutely should have those photos in advance.
We have talked for a couple months about just being prepared.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The most important thing is just have the information that you need. And we do have the experts available to get you that information. You can reach myself, Will Maben, at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And you can call me at 850-292-3165, and that's Angela Sherrill at GoKnowlesACS@att.net. Or
you can reach James Dare at 850-903-3311. Or if you just look it up on Google and call our office, just make sure you ask for James when you call the office. I'm like the secret menu item. Like you have to request me in order to get the special treatment.
Okay, very good. And if you're just listening in your car and you can't write all these numbers down, we always put this we put this on our website at newsradio923.com as a podcast. So just click on podcast, Pensacola Expert Panel. You'll see the Connell and Company logo. Click on that and you can actually download this podcast, listen to it again, copy the numbers down at your own pace, and you can re-listen to every broadcast we've ever done with them.
Yes.
Just go right to our website.
Also at willmaben.com.
Yes, yeah. He puts it there too. So.
And at Angela at buysellcanel.com.
There you go. All right, so let's continue this conversation about preparation.
Yeah. So for that pre and post hurricane inspection that we can do, It is only $175. Like I said, we come out and provide a detailed report and along with the recommendations for repairs and all that kind of stuff. So if that's something you're interested in, you can, like I said, you can give me a call at that phone number, 850-903-3311.
So if we don't need to get an expert out for our roof, what are things that we could just do to take care of our roof, planning ahead?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest things, and it was already mentioned a little bit about the leaks, one of the major things that we come across in roof leaks and roof damages is not having a roof cleaned off. I mean, if you know that you have those wonderful, beautiful oak trees over your house, you have low leaves on your roof. Getting those cleaned off the right way. Don't like stick a rake up there and drag it across your shingles. getting those leaves cleaned off the roof the correct way. That's one of the main things that will definitely help. And believe it or not necessarily roof related, but making sure your gutters stay cleaned out. Mm-hmm. A backed up gutter can definitely create problems. And it's even a worse situation because you don't see that on a stain in your drywall in your living room. That damage is happening on the eve of your house. And you don't know that happens until you look at your house and like, I didn't remember a dip on the side of my house. When those things show up. So, yeah.
Right.
Okay. So there's definitely some signs. What are some other signs of damage or something that maybe the layperson may not be aware of?
Another good one is granule loss. So I've talked to a lot of people sometimes. They're like, I keep getting this weird gravelly substance in my pool. It's stopping up my pool filter. What you have is your roof is starting to fail. The granules is the last layer that they put on the shingle in manufacturing. So a shingle has the same wear life as a tire. So if you will think about a tire that has tread, mm-hmm. and then it's bald, and then it has bands showing. The shingles have granules, a black tar mat, and then a fiberglass base. Mm-hmm. So it's the exact same wear pattern. So if you look at your roof and you see shiny stuff on your roof, that's the fiberglass. Your bands are showing on your shingles. You need to have it looked at. If you're your pool filter is stopped up with this weird gravelly stuff, mm-hmm. that's washing off of your roof, and you need to get your roof looked at because it's starting to wear out. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those good indicators to look out for.
And what about chimneys too? That's something that gets kind of tricky.
Oh.
You just should have seen his face. Sorry to bring up a sore subject, but having had one in the past.
If a roof is going to leak, I would put it at 80% around the chimney.
That's where 80%. Mine was, just saying.
And why, just pet peeve, why do we have chimneys in Florida? Like, who is using a fireplace in the in the panhandle or the state of Florida?
It's
anyways.
For that 2 days it gets cold.
For the snow days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess last year, everybody who has a chimney was like, kidding. I told you so.
But is there any preventative you can do there, too? I mean, what are the signs?
That falls under the getting the roof cleaned off. Mm-hmm. A lot of leaves build up behind chimneys. I don't know exactly the year that the code changed, but any chimney that's wider than 22 inches requires, and I'm going to use some roofing language here, so bear with me, it requires a cricket. So that's basically a pitched part of the roof that gets built behind the chimney to divert water around it. So I don't believe that was standard in Hurricane Ivan. So if your roof is Hurricane Ivan roof, you probably don't have that cricket behind your chimney, which is causing buildup of leaves and the water sitting back there. That's probably a good cause of a roof leak on that. So keeping that area cleaned off for sure.
Okay. If you have a Hurricane Ivan roof, you're probably paying a lot for insurance right now.
Astronomical.
You need to reach out to James Dare and save yourself some money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're talking with James Dare, who is an expert on roofing, as well as our friends Angela Sherrill and Will Maben, who were with Connell and Company Realty. 850-437-1620 if you've got any questions, because this is a lot to get ready. We're the season is here. We need to get ready.
Right. Yep.
So go ahead, Angela.
Well, I was going to ask, besides the framing, the roof is probably the most important thing when you're building a house. And so we've talked about the, wear and tear of a roof. But a roof, most people have an attic, and it gets extremely hot in attic.
Mm-hmm. I can personally attest to that.
Right. Are there things, like when the heat builds up, does it affect the outside, the shingles?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that is one of the leading correlations with what we talked about a second ago with granular loss. The hotter your attic stays for the longer it stays hot, the more granular loss you're going to have on your roof, which is, it just basically brings the life of that shingle down. So the best thing for that is having a proper ventilation system. So the standard everybody goes on, new construction or your standard house, probably 80% of the homes out there, they have what is considered a passive ventilation system. So that means as long as the air is moving outside, there's air moving in your attic. It's coming in through the soffit, which is around the eaves of your house, and it's going out of the attic vent. The ridge vent, if you will, off ridge vent for some of these newer houses that have like 2 feet of ridge. So that's the standard system. There are upgrades available and stuff that you can put on. We install a brand of solar attic fan. It's called Attic Breeze, and you can put that on your house to turn it into an active ventilation system. So basically that means that as long as it's a variable speed motor, so as long as there is sunlight, a little bit of sunlight moving, that fan is moving, and it's pulling that air through your attic and having basically a lower ambient temperature in your attic. But it's also, at nighttime, you don't have to cool down from 200 degrees down to 110 in your attic. Like that, you could imagine, even in Florida, at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's already starting to heat back up again. Well, your roof only has about 4 hours to cool off. And so that attic fan is making it to where that temperature is lower once it gets towards the end of the day, and it cools off faster. So you have more time for those granules to firm up on the shingles and everything like that. So an active ventilation system will definitely extend the life of your roof, I would say, for sure.
About the cost, about a price range.
Yeah, so I mean that definitely plays a lot into what type of roof. So how steep is your roof? Mm-hmm. How big is your roof? Because one 35-watt solar attic fan will vent an attic of about 3,000 square feet. So that covers a lot of houses, but then there's other issues of do you have an add-on? You need two solar fans there. So there's a lot of stuff that comes into play. Do you have a metal roof? Do you have a shingle roof, a flat roof, all those kind of stuff? If you have a standard, you know, regular house with one solar attic fan, and that's all you're installing on your house, you'd probably be looking between $2,200 and $2,500. That's the purchase of the fan and the shingles and the labor and all that kind of stuff. Now, the biggest thing I get when I say that price is, I was at Home Depot the other day, and that solar fan's only $150. We are not installing a $150 solar fan that's going to get ripped off the next time we have 30-mile-an-hour winds, and that's going to break 2 years into you have it on the roof. This is rated for 145 miles an hour.
Wow.
It has a 25-year manufacturer warranty. It's a full metal system, so you don't have any plastic parts on it. So it is a very superior solar attic fan. It's the one you want to use when you're doing that.
Okay, I've got another question from a listener. Can you ask James if he does work on mobile home roofs?
We do. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
As far
Great question.
As long
yes.
as it's not the fabric kind, if it's shingles, yes, we'll do that.
Give them your number. Give them your number.
Oh, yeah. Please give me a call. We can get you a quote together. 850-903-3311.
Okay, great question.
Awesome.
And if you have a question, please text it in this morning. We're going to be here until 11, so we've got lots of time with our friends from Connell & Company Realty, 850-437-1620. And if you didn't know, this is Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel, and the experts are here this morning.
Yes. Okay, so you've talked about solar attic fan. What does that mean in comparison to having solar panels on your roof?
Well, actually, that's another. What you got, Will?
Do you believe that the cost of the solar fan actually offsets the wear on the roof? I mean, we're talking about probably a $20,000 roof, so.
Yeah, so actually, I can kind of answer both of your questions at the same time on that.
Watch out.
That's right, I'm an expert.
expert at work here.
So, because it is and you can't see me do it because we're on the radio, but I'm going to put air quotes, it's a solar product, so the government gives you a 30% tax credit back on your taxes towards the cost of the installation of a solar fan.
Oh, that's great.
So
nice.
That offsets the actual cost of the installation. And then there's a bunch of other things that play into like having that active ventilation on your roof that can't be calculated. So if your attic is not as hot, how hard is your HVAC system working?
Right.
How much longer is that HVAC system going to last? Because it's not having to combat that 200 degrees in your attic.
And the ductwork is in the attic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of like other things that are really not. I can't give you like a 15 cents a year. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know right. what that's going to save you. But yeah. the data is from per the manufacturer on that is it's about an 8% cost savings on utilities over a year's time span. So if you take your power bill for a year, deduct 8%, that's what a solar attic fan can do for you.
That's great. That sounds like something we need to invest in right now.
Yeah.
And it's increasing the life of your roof.
Right. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. However, the insurance company is not going to say, okay, well, you got an attic fan, so we'll let you have your roof for 17 years or...
No, I have not been able to get an insurance company to extend the life of a roof. If anybody is able to get an insurance company to extend the life of a roof, I'm sure we would all love that phone number.
Yes, exactly. That's
for
exactly
sure.
Right.
Honestly, okay, and dishonestly, you probably could do it, but I should preface that with honestly extend the life of a roof.
Well, I was going to ask a quick question. One of the things that happens during the season is a lot of times, especially post-storm, and we still get thunderstorms that knock trees and branches down on your roof and that kind of thing. And so there's these fly-by-night guys that come through that are going to offer their quote-unquote, we're doing a lot of quotes here in the air quotes here in the studio, their roofing services, so to speak. So what makes you legitimate, James? How does somebody know that they're getting a certified, qualified roofer that can help with an inspection, all that kind of stuff? Because people have to have their houses inspected to sell them, to buy them. So fill us in on what to look out for.
Will Maben approves of us. That's what it is.
That's it. Will's right here.
I was going to say, he answers his phone. You know what? When I need somebody, I can call. And Quality Roofing is going to be there. Right. And so that's what I like about them. It's not going to be, we closed up our business and we've left town.
You see the guys with the trucks that come through. We'll fix your roof for you. That kind of.
I got to say, you know, when your house is raining on you, even the fly-by-night guys are needed. So there's a thing. I just, you know, you want somebody that's going to be reputable. You want somebody that's going to show up when you need them, be able to pick up the phone. I can't say how important it is to just know that they're there. Mm-hmm. And they have a 10-year warranty on their roofs, which is just kind of amazing. And it's better, 30% better than most of the other competition around.
Well, I think there's something else to be said. Quality Roofing is family-owned. And the other big thing is that this company spends money to train their people.
That's right.
From the guy who's crawling on your roof and installing those shingles to the sales reps, and they come and educate. They will come and educate you if you're willing to take a minute to call and make an appointment. They will show up at your house. They will take the time to explain. And to me, that's what has been a difference maker.
James, what do you charge to show up and tell somebody about their roof?
For an estimate for your roof, it is the extremely high price. I tell everybody it's about twice as much as what you think it should be. So, for a roof estimate, we show up and we'll do that education for free. On that.
That's the right price.
Yeah,
that works.
That's a pretty catchy price on that. And back to the qualifications and the fly-by-night people. So statistics are 95%. Of roofing companies fail within the first 5 years. So when you have a roofing company that's 4 years old and they're offering you a 10-year workmanship warranty, that's worth what it states, right? So you've got a local roofing company, like Andrew was saying, mm-hmm. family-owned, that's been in business, and we're coming up on 20 years in business. Right. So we don't offer a 10-year workmanship warranty because we hope we're going to be here in 10 years. It's because we're going to be here in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And there are neighbors, too.
That's right.
Right.
And they're treating customers like, hey, that's my neighbor's house, and mm-hmm. let me get over there and get them a quote to fix this roof.
What Angel was saying about educating people and telling them about the roofing process. So when we do an estimate, I don't just show up with the estimate already pre-filled out and tell you that I'm going to go get on the roof. I get on the roof for 2 minutes and get back down and then act like I'm walking in with this, you know, all the time that I spent preparing this estimate. I'll tell you, 90% of roofers that come before they come to your house, they already have the measurements. They already have what they're going to charge you for the roof. And they're going to act like they're doing this full inspection. When I come in the house, I'm verifying. When I come to your house, I'm verifying measurements. I'm going back out in my truck. I'm building your estimate on site. I'm not trying to come back in 3 days with an estimate. I'm building it on site. I'm coming in, sitting down with a box full of samples of each layer of roof that you have. And I'm explaining how it's installed, why it's installed, and the way what you should expect from your roofer and the way to install it. There's many ways that roofing can be done. There's only one way that it should be done, and that's the quality way.
How do you select what type of shingles and look? Because I'm not, I want it to be a good roof, but I want it to look good.
Yeah. Oh, and so don't make my mistake. I just went with like, I tried to go with like the cheapest shingle, and I told everybody, I was like, I don't care what color it is. Color is very important.
Yes, it
is. I notice that every day when I pull up to my house that I picked the wrong color.
Oh, no.
But no, so we have a lot of great tools. So we have a folder full of jobs that we've already completed with drone pictures, street pictures, different times of day lighting, all of those different colors of houses. Because if you have a red brick house, a weatherwood shingle is going to look different on a red brick house as opposed to a pastel house. Like it's going to have a different look. And so we have that folder, we have samples, and we have something else that those drive-by night roofing companies don't have. We have a showroom, 110 West Herman Avenue. We have full displays up in our office. We have three people in our office that are more than happy to answer any questions and go over material, help you look at different products and pricing. We have metal roofing samples in there and show displays.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you too about is that, you know, we have a very unique climate here. And one of the things that's unique about it is very moist. Lots of humidity, the potential for mold, the potential for those kinds of things. So that's got to affect the decision on shingles and roofing too, correct? Because I'm assuming you need to have somebody that's locally familiar with all the pros and cons of the different types of shingles and roofing. So I'm assuming that, you have that expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to know what kind of products you're putting on. So there's two things that make my job easy. One, I sell Quality Roofing, and that's a great company. So, I mean, from there, when you have something great to sell, it's pretty easy to sell it. That's the first thing. The second thing is we have a great product. So CertainTeed shingles are the only shingle manufacturer that do not void your warranty in the event of a name storm. So every other shingle manufacturer out there has their claims, and I tell all of my customers, everyone who comes to your house, they have the best shingle, okay? Everyone that does. They're all going to tell you that. The claim and the reason why I say that we have the best is we do not have a named storm clause in our manufacturer's warranty. So all these shingles can make, all these other manufacturers can make claims of 160 miles an hour, lifetime algae resistance, all this other stuff that they can claim is all well and good, but we name our storms at 70 miles an hour. So your shingle with the other manufacturers is only good until 70 miles an hour.
Okay.
That's why we use CertainTeed.
That's crazy.
All right. We've got about another minute left in this half hour. So just want to let you know that we're here today with James Steer with Quality Roofing. We also have our host, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben with Connell and Company Realty. Maybe we should just review how to get in touch with you all and go
Hey, folks, it's Angela Sherrill here, and you can reach me at 850-292-3165, and you can go on our Connell & Company website at buysellconnell.com.
Will Maben here. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com. And I'd like to take just a minute and say to any of our listeners, if there's somebody that you would like on, if we don't have an expert for it, I'll go find the expert.
There you go.
And that's been our commitment to this show for over a year now. And just let us know. You can text it in. Would love to have your comments. And thanks to James, it's been an awesome 30 minutes already.
Yes, it has.
Wow, James, I know. And
well, here's the good news. We've got lots of texts that are coming in right now. So we've got more questions to answer in the next half hour. James, you're going to stick around with us for another half hour,
sir? Absolutely. And we have some giveaways for the second half hour.
Ah, giveaways too. Woo! All right. You're listening to Pep Talk. Thanks, Connell & Company Realty. They are sponsors for this segment. We'll be back right after the news with more questions. Get your roofing questions together. You're selling your house, buying your house questions. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Don't go away. Yeah. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, continuing our conversation with our friends from Connell & Company Realty. And we have with us this morning Angela Sherrill, Will Maben, and their guest, James Dare from Quality Roofing, having a really interesting conversation about roofing and the things that you can do to prepare for the upcoming or the current H season, as we lovingly call it. You know what that word, the H letter, stands for. And then also we were getting questions from listeners about specific roofing questions. So first of all, we had James had a request to do a little shout out, I believe.
We
got to get you the important business first.
That's right. Yeah, James Dare, Quality Roofing, 850-903-3311. And I have to give a shout out because my son asked me this morning. He's like, Dad, when you go on the radio, can you say my name? So I have my wife, Esther. We got Rachel. We got James, and he is the fourth. I'm the third. He's the fourth.
Oh.
James the fourth. Hannah, Naomi, Jubal, and Lily. That's right. I have six kids.
God bless you.
Thank you guys for listening. Love you guys.
Oh, there you go. Shout out to the fam. Okay. And with us, of course, Will and Angela. Why don't y'all give your information and contact me one more time before we get started?
I'm Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, and my direct line is 850-292-3165, and I can be reached at the Connell & Company website at Connell & Company at buysellconnell.com. And I want to give a shout-out. James has six kids, but I'm expecting my sixth grandchild either this week or next, and it's going to be a baby girl, and I don't know her name, but I do know the other five, and that's Jack, Kate, Will, Jane, and Westwood.
Okay. All right, Will, you're up. Your phone number is...
Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. I'm here to talk about real estate.
Okay, and roofing.
Right. And roofing.
Well, we've got some questions.
The family says leave them out of this.
Oh, okay.
But you can reach me. My phone number is 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
All right, we've got some questions from listeners, and I really want to get to those. So the first one up is, how do you look at roofs if you can't walk on them?
Oh, that's a perfectly good question. So going back to a few minutes ago when Angela was talking about how our company invests in us. So our Quality Roofing sales reps, we have a drone that we can go up and fly over top of your house and get in kind of close and personal up with the shingles and take a look at it that way. So that's one of the ways that we get around that and hopefully be able to get a closer look. The only thing is if you have the Blue Angels fly over your house, we can't do that. And if you live by the airport, we can't do that. But
right.
For most of the other areas, we got some pretty good coverage. We can take a look at those roofs.
So. Okay, that's good to know. Our other question that came in, and we touched on just a bit in the last half hour, is it worth the extra cost of putting a metal roof on a Pensacola Beach home?
Oh, yeah. That's.
And I don't know very much about metal roofing, so maybe give us a little background on that and how that works, too.
I'll try to be brief with that, even though like I can definitely talk a while on all that stuff. So there's three different main classifications of metal roofs. So you start off with the budget-friendly option, which is exposed fastener. That's where you look at the roof. A lot of people call it the old barn style. You look at the roof, you can see the screws from the ground. So the pros and cons of that are, one, budget-friendly. The that's the pro of it. The con is those rubber grommets around those screws wear out. So you need to be up there paying attention to those, replacing them every probably 7 to 10 years. You need to look at probably replacing them and keeping on top of that stuff. So those are like the pros and cons of the exposed fastener. Your next step is going to be your standing seam. So those are a lot of the ones that we see on condos down on the beach. That's where you look up at the roof and it kind of has two ribs and you don't see any screws.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really, really good option for down on the beach. There's certain requirements to get a manufacturer's warranty. Now, with a metal roof and you're on the beach, metal manufacturer warranties are not always the most important thing. So if you go with what the manufacturer requires for a metal roof right on the water, you are going to be paying a lot of money. It has to be aluminum. It has to have a certain type of installation that per the manufacturer. There are code requirements are not as strict as what the manufacturer requirements are. So pros on standing seam metal roof, there is a building downtown I looked at probably about 6 months ago. The standing seam roof is about 25 to 30 years old on that. You couldn't tell.
Really?
We looked at it. It's in perfectly good condition. No roof leaks. I gave it another 10 years, and the insurance company accepted that. So you have a really long-lasting roof life with a standing seam. The cons, it costs. So if you have a shingle roof that's $20,000, you're probably looking at a standing seam roof is probably about $40,000. But you're also lasting twice as long as a shingle roof. So that's that. And then the last type of qualification is for those people that really just have money burning a hole in their pocket. that premium product, it's actually really not that bad. It's very affordable for the product that it is. It's called stone-coated steel. And that is they basically are the size of a shingle, mm-hmm. but in many different profiles. So you can get a shingle look, you can get a slate look, or you can get a barrel tile look. And then there's, beyond that, there's many, many more specialty items that you can go with. But those are, that is very specific to your size of house and what kind of pitch and the type of manufacturer you go with. So those are kind of those things that will play into the price on that.
If you just joined us, talking with James Dare with Quality Roofing, who's a guest of our friends at Connell & Company Realty, Angela Sherrill and Will Maben. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and this is our expert panel this morning. So what are some things we also wanted to mention while James is here with us?
One of the good things about our real estate market, which is why one of the reasons we're here today, our inventory has increased. So there are more homes on the market. Will, you want to share the other part of that?
Yes, it feels like it's turned to a buyer's market.
Interesting.
And things that buyers need to do to be prepared. You got to be the best buyer possible so that your offer stands out among the others. And one of those things is get pre-approved.
Right. And have a very knowledgeable realtor like Will Maben or Angela Sherrill.
There you go. A professional taking care of you that understands this market and the pros and cons of neighborhoods and knows people like James Dare who can help with the inspection process, make sure that you're buying a quality home.
Right. One of the things about helping buyers, not all buyers have ever gone through the process. And so Will and I have lots of experience in helping a first-time home buyer. So not only do you need to sit with a professional realtor, but we would also suggest that the majority of first-time home buyers are purchasing using a mortgage. So being able to recommend different lenders, because lenders, just like realtors, experience and the relationship, good relationships, good communication are so important in the real estate process. And part of that process is finding a mortgage lender that communicates appropriately and can educate a buyer. Because, you know, it's not an easy process. It takes many people partnering together to get the deal going and to get the deal finished. And so James is one of those people that helps us get a deal closed a lot.
Well, and it's surprising behind the scenes stuff. Most people, I want them to think I'm just opening a door, but I'm doing so much behind the scenes where I have more information on their house than they're ever going to want to know.
Right.
To be honest. And, you know, just making sure that I get to do the right thing for them. And, you know, the reason that I'm enjoying this business so much is I'm able to help people with stuff that I wish I knew when I was buying.
Right.
And now it's so many times that I've actually saved us on this or fixed that without them ever even knowing that it happened. And that's, for me, that's the way I've done my job the best. I didn't stress them over that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to go say, well, I did this and I did that. And I didn't know, you know what? I just want them happy in the house.
Right.
And happy with me.
Right.
But you know the things to do to make that happen.
And it happens behind the scenes and quietly. And I'm out there checking things and making sure this is right and that is right. As I'm even walking through and I'm educating my buyers as we're walking through. We're looking at air conditioners. We're looking at I carry a screwdriver with me so that we can check electric panels. Because there's nothing worse, not a worse feeling in the world for me than having a buyer, especially a first-time home buyer, have to pay for multiple home inspections.
Right.
And if I can already pick out a problem that's going to stop that from happening, I've saved them an entire inspection.
Right. One of the things, so it is more, you know, it is more of a buyer's market due to the amount of inventory. I think we have over 3,500 units on the market now, and we haven't been there in quite a long time. But now, so what does a seller do? Well, one of the things that a seller can do is to be sure that their roof is safe and sound. And that's where Quality Roofing and James Dare come into play. And it is not lost on a listing agent, which Will is one, I'm one. We also are buyer's agents. But when you have a listing and, you know, the buyer always asks, how old is your roof? And unfortunately, you have to say, it's 16 years old. A lot of times, you know, a buyer, they can't afford to put on the roof. Or their insurance company is not going to allow them to purchase the house because it's not insurable.
Right.
Right. That affects more than just the purchase. It's almost a walk away because you can't get insurance. If you can't get insurance, you can't get financing.
Right, of course.
So,
and, yeah, as listing agents, we would much prefer to know in advance, hey, how can we help you put make your home, how can we help set it apart from the 3,500 listings that are out there?
Exactly, right.
So being sure that your roof is safe and sound, being sure your air conditioning, your electrical, and your plumbing are all in good order, do the best that you can. Rely on your realtor, whether it be me or Will. You know, a realtor is generally the professional and can help you.
And we work together, so you could actually get both of us.
Yes.
A dynamic duo, look
right?
out.
And speaking of which, we have a great listing that's out there. It's 10651 McGregor.
Yes.
And it's
awesome.
Beautiful. What a great house. Bring us an offer.
Yeah, it's a great, great neighborhood. There's a golf course. There's scenic hills right around the corner if you like to play golf. UWF is right in the backyard. Basically, there is a big, large green belt.
Oh, nice.
It's open to the public, so you can hike and bike and see the flora and the fauna.
Where can people go to see your listings?
Oh, gosh. You can go on our website, our buysellcanal.com website.
WillMaven.com, or even the World Wide Web.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Yeah,
okay.
There's PensacolaMLS.com,
okay.
Which you don't have to be a realtor to use. You know,
a popular one is Zillow.
Yeah.
Zillow, yeah.
I'm on homes.com.
There you go. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, talking with Angela, Cheryl, Will Maben, both with Cannell & Company Realty. James Dare is here with Quality Roofing. James, you're getting lots of texts about how good you are. I'm going to have to read these out loud here. It says, Quality Roofing is such a good company. We highly recommend them. That's from James Johnson in Pensacola. And we had another one that came in. It says, the board of our Pensacola Beach condo hired Quality Roofing 2 years ago to replace an Ivan roof. Kudos. They did a great job.
Awesome.
So thank you for sending those in. And if you still time, we've got still about 10 minutes to go. So if you have a question about roofing, any kind of thing like that, then just text it in, 850-437-1620.
I would also like to say, hey, if you want your house listed on the radio and talked about, well, that's what Angela and I are doing here.
Yes.
We are the Pensacola Expert Panel for Real Estate. And if you need any, just a question even, feel free to give us a call. You can reach me, Will Maben, at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And Angela Cheryl at 850-292-3165 or at the Cannell & Company website, Cannell & Company, buysellcannell.com.
And our special guest today is James Dare. James, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. I love doing this.
Anything else that we should know about roofs?
Well, you do know that one of the things with the text message is, do you know why people admire Quality Roofs?
Because they're the experts.
No, because people are always looking up to it.
Oh, here we go. He's got a bunch of those. Okay, I have to. Okay, he gave us a list of some good dad jokes here. So this one is really bad. Why do roofers make good baseball players?
Because they're always catching shingles.
Yes. Why do roofers refuse to get another job?
Because we're always at the, we're already at the top of our career.
Roofers nail it every time. Roofing right. is single-handedly the best job.
That's right. Okay, absolutely. That's right.
No more. No more.
I mean, yeah. does everybody know what the roofer's favorite music is? Last one, I promise.
Okay.
It's heavy metal.
Oh, so.
Okay. Yeah. I do want to give an update about another listing that Will has helped me with, and that's 10196 Noriega Lane. And folks, we got a contract. It has gone through, and we are closing tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
And the family that is purchasing it are so excited, and we are delighted that they are purchasing the house. They have been great to work with. Their realtor, who's with a different brokerage, I would like to give a shout out to Renee Jackson. She and I have done very well together. And so I'm grateful to my sellers, the Franks, and am grateful to Renee.
Well, congratulations. So, that's got to be the best part of what you do. Is watching people as you hand the keys to their new home. I just think that's the best thing.
Oh, there's
in the world.
Better feeling than that 10 seconds of their big old grin that they just achieved a dream.
Yes.
And I got to help with that. You know, so that's huge.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So you do great things, and both of them are involved in the community. I see Angela and Will around and about town. So it's nice to have someone local that knows the market. And like you said, working with other brokers, working with other people, knowing the different companies that can help you out in preparing a home. All of those things matter because of the relationships.
Right. I do have another interesting listing, and it is located at 2020 East Mallory Street. It has been owned by two owners. It was built in 1937.
Oh, boy.
And it's what they call an English Tudor revival style. It's across from Bayview Park.
Ooh,
and,
nice.
And it is really... It is a very cool house, and it needs lots of TLC, but it's in a wonderful place. And
a new roof, perhaps?
You know what? They put a new roof on 2 years ago, but it needs everything else, folks.
Okay.
So, and so anyway, we're real excited about that.
That sounds great. So we have another text that just came in for James. It says, can you ask James if he can look at my roof? I live in Alabama.
We can. We are licensed to do roofing in Alabama. So I personally cover from Mobile, well, at the Alabama-Mississippi line all the way over to Panama City and up into Bruton.
Oh,
well.
Okay.
So anything
good
that you
to
have,
know.
We can definitely come out and take a look at it.
So how should that Alabamian get in touch with you?
Hey, that's a great question. The same phone number. You can reach me at 850-903-3311. And just remember, if you call the office, you got to ask for that special menu item. You got to ask for James Dare.
Special menu. I love it.
Right.
Well, we have about 5 minutes left. Did you have any other listings you wanted to talk about or anything that we didn't cover in terms of roofing? And it's been such an interesting show, so I appreciate you being here today, James.
Yeah, do you guys want to do a quick giveaway?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I got some quality roofing tumblers here.
Uh-huh.
That, if you want to pick a caller or maybe a text, I don't know how you guys want to do
that.
That's
up to you. Just have a quick question, and then what will happen is people will text in the answer.
Yes.
A quick question. Oh, man, I don't know. You guys got any questions you can think of that it would be good to ask?
How many listings did we say are now on the market?
That's
oh,
a good one.
There how you go. How many listings did Connell & Company say are on the market? Text that in at 850-437-1620. What number text do you want to have be the winner?
You can text me, 850-9...
No, not your number. I'm going to say first, second, third, fourth?
Oh, okay,
let's go first.
Let's see, first person to text in,
850-437-1620.
First person with the correct answer.
Correct answer. All right, 850-437-1620. What is the number of listings currently on the market right now?
And what kind of market are we in?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got it. First question came in right away. Over 3,500.
Bing.
That's the
end.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Listening.
You got it. Somebody's listening. Your number ends with 55835. So if you would, text me your name, email address, how I can get in touch with you, and then they can come by the studio to pick up their tumbler.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, but text me your name so we can congratulate you on the air. All right. Giveaway done. Next.
That was quick. I thought it would take a little longer.
Not with our radio station. We've got lots of folks listening. And thanks to everybody that texted. I'm sorry you didn't get it in just quick enough. We've got a bunch of them coming in now. So.
so I want to go back to the attic fan on the cost. That was for an existing roof.
Yeah, that's for if you don't need a new roof and you want to install a solar attic fan, is that $2,200 to $2,500 range. That's for an existing roof. If you do it with your roof replacement, it is a lot. You do save money on that. So, again, a lot of that plays into it. But you're probably around the $1,500 to $1,600 if you do it with your roof. So it just makes that a much more better thing to do when you replace your roof. There's a lot of things that it does cost a little bit more to do it, but do it when you're replacing your roof because it's the only time you can.
Okay, congratulations goes out to David Dare. He's your winner.
Okay, any relation? That's my little brother.
Okay. Well, you didn't give him a shout-out. Yeah.
Okay.
I did not give my little brother a shout-out.
Congratulations on the
way to go,
number.
David.
Conflict of interest or not.
Anybody who does know, my beard does look better than his. So,
oh, dear. Okay.
And he can't say anything about it because he's not here.
Oh, boy. All right. Okay, so just a couple minutes left, y'all.
Well, I would like to talk about the market. Okay. Let's stay with real estate.
All right.
We are the experts for real estate, not James's beard.
Correct, correct.
So we have seen a little slide in interest rates. Mm-hmm. They haven't really dropped, but they've eased a little bit. And my most recent quote on interest rate was a 6.6.
Nice.
And yeah, that's it's improving. And hopefully it will continue to improve. And as that does improve, I would worry about the pricing going up and demand increasing. So, you know, as those interest rates go up, one thing that you can do is you can always refinance, but you can't always get the house at the same price.
Right.
So my recommendation is if you're thinking of getting in the market, get in the market. Right now it's a good time. It's competitive out there and you can get good prices on the houses. You might pay a little more for interest for a little while, but you can refinance that.
Right. And even though there are 3,500 listings or so on the market, something else to consider as a buyer, houses are staying on the market longer. So it's not, oh, I see a house, I have to go purchase it immediately. Because there is more competition.
Mm-hmm. Get pre-qualified.
You have a little bit more time.
Okay.
So.
All right. Best way to reach you, we'll go through those numbers and websites one more time.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
James Dare, 850-903-3311.
All right. Thank you all so much.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yes.
Great expert panel. We appreciate you. Connell & Company Realty. This is Pep Talk.